to be addressing a very, very basic question, which a lot of people ask, and it's very important to know at least the yesoides of this sugya, and that is, are there going to be goyim when Mashiach comes? And if yeah, what's going to be with the goyim? In other words, the sugya of goyim when Mashiach comes. Now, really, we can spend many shiurim explaining this topic, but today I'm going to briefly give you the outline of this sugya, and everyone is welcome to look into it more on their own. If there's one sikha in the Likutei Sichos which really is designated to this topic for someone that really wants to learn it in depth, it's in the Likutei Sichos Chelek Chav Gimel, Parshas Balak Beis. It's a sikha really made up of two sikhas together. It's muted on the Fabrengen of Bishalach and Mishpatim, Tavshin Mem Gimel. And in Likutei Sichos Chelek Chav Gimel, it's page 172. So I'm going to give you the outline based on this sikha. And again, everyone is welcome to learn it more in depth on their own. In Parshas Balak, we have the Nevuah of Bilam, where Bilam prophesizes about Mashiach. And one of the things he says is Vikarkar Kol B'nei Sheis. Now, he's going to do something to the descendants of Sheis. Now, what does the word Vikarkar mean? What is exactly he going to do? So we have a machloikis between two Pirushim. Unkla says that it means v'yishloit, he's going to rule all the B'nai Sheis, all the people of the world. However, the Ben Ezra says that the word v'karkar means destroy. That v'karkar kol B'nai Sheis means that he will destroy all the descendants of Sheis. So it seems that according to this way of learning, that all the goyim are going to be eradicated, destroyed, annihilated by Melech HaMashiach. But the problem is, says the Rebbe, that we seem to have many nevuos which speak about an active role of the goyim when Mashiach comes. For example, if you open up the Novi Yeshaya, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, the pasuk says, "V'ha'ya ba'achres hayomim." It will be in the time of Mashiach. The Eibishter's house will be set up in Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. V'naru elav kol ha'goyim, and all the goyim of the world will be magnetized. They're going to be drawn to the Beis Hamikdash. It's just going to draw them in of all ages. They're just coming to the Eibishter's house, and they're just going to want to be learned about the Elikus. And we have the end of the Novi Yeshaya. This is in Perek Samach Vav, Pasuk Yud Ches. The Pasuk says, L'kabet es kol ha'goyim v'al shoynis u'baruru es kvoidi v'egidu es kvoidi b'goyim v'evioi. Which we also have the famous Nevuah in Tzvanya, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes, where the Pasuk says, Oz epech alamim sofer v'ura, that the goyim, they will change their tone and their tune and their way of speaking. They're all going to call out in the Eibishter. So therefore, it seems from those psukim clearly that there will be goyim when Mashiach comes. So how could we have a pasuk that says v'karkar kol b'nei sheis, that we're going to get rid of all the goyim according to those mefarshim? Similarly, we have a nevuah in Zechariah. In Zechariah Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says, V'hoye b'chol oretz num Hashem. The Eibishter says that Pishnayim b'yikareisu, two-thirds will be destroyed and one-third of the world will remain. So we have a Medrash. Who are these third? Who's going to remain? One sheet in the Medrash says that only the Yidden. So again, we see a medrash that seems to imply that there will be no goyim when Mashiach comes. However, in Gemara Sanhedrin, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, There's actually a machlokes about this third. Reish Lakish says, Shlishi Shel Sheim, that it's only referring to a third of Sheim, which refers to the Yidin. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's even a third of Noyach. So therefore, we seem to have again a machloikis, will there be goyim or not? But again, you can't have a machloikis in psukim. Some psukim say there are going to be goyim. Some psukim say there won't be goyim. We know that the Rambam says that one of the jobs of Mashiach is v'yisakenes olam kulei lavetas Hashem biyachad. That our job is that the world, the entire world, including the goyim, will serve the Eibishter. And he uses the pasuk, the famous pasuk, v'gar ze'evim keves, that a, you know, that the ze'ev, the wolf, will lie with the lamb. And he says that's referring to the goyim and the yidin. So therefore, we see that the Rambam seems to say clearly that there will be goyim from when Mashiach comes, and that's in Sefer Hayad. Sefer Hayad is a sefer of halacha. It's not a joke. And therefore, halachically, it seems clear that there will be goyim when Mashiach comes. And there's obviously a big nafkamina. If there will or won't be goyim when Mashiach comes, the big nafkamina is, do the goyim have to get ready for Mashiach? If there won't be goyim when Mashiach comes, they probably don't need to get ready for Mashiach. And they probably don't want Mashiach, and they probably will be actively working not to have Mashiach. Who wants to bring in a time where they won't exist? However, if the goyim will be part of Mashiach, there will be goyim when Mashiach comes, so then there is a concept of getting the goyim ready. What would it mean, getting the goyim ready? Obviously, that's referring to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Now, what's interesting, and most people unfortunately don't know this, that Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach is not a chiddush of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Of course, everything the Rebbe is mechadish brings it to reality. But in Hilchos Melachim Perek Ches Halacha Yud, the Rambam says clearly that when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, included in that was Lachov Haskol Boy Olam Mekabel Mitzvah Shenitztavu Boy Noyach. Included in the Kabbalah's HaTorah was that Yidden should go around and encourage the Goyim to accept upon themselves Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean to force them. And obviously, when Yidden were being persecuted and killed and burned at the stake, they probably didn't have a good time to speak to the Goyim about Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And that's why it didn't really happen for many years, because it's very difficult to do Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach as they're being killed. However, Baruch Hashem, as we are mamish at the, you know, mamish at the cusp of Geula, where Yidden are living Lavetach, now is a good time to actually speak to the Goyim about this thing. But the point is, the whole idea of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, getting the Goyim to serve the Eibishter properly, only makes sense if Geula includes the Goyim. Because if Geula doesn't include the Goyim, so what exactly, why are we working on them? Why is there such a campaign from the Eibishter to Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Goyim to serve him better, if they really don't have a chelek in Moshiach's times anyways? So the Rebbe says, and this is, you have to understand this in concept again, everyone should really learn it better themselves, that there's no question that there will be Goyim when Moshiach comes. On the contrary, we have psukim that say, v'hoyim malachim umnayich v'sariseim nikirisayich, that the Goyim, even the kings, will serve the Yidden. In other words, that Goyim will exist is not the question. The Shilas and the Machloikis in between these people, will there be Goyim or not, is not will there physically be Goyim. Goyim Taka will have a Yoyim Hadin, and Goyim may have, like it says, Vanar b'mei Hashana meis when Mashiach comes. Certain opinions say that applies to Goyim, not Yidden. Yidden will have Chaim Nitzchim, the Goyim won't have Chaim Nitzchim. But the real Shaila is there a Geula for Goyim? In other words, we know that when Mashiach comes, everything is going to serve the Yidden. But will there be its own tachlis that the goyim will have their own deher of elikus, or they're just going to be like a rock? The same way the rock will realize that it has to serve the yidin, so the goyim will realize they have to serve the yidin. There won't be a special deher in the goyim on their own. In other words, if you hold that there will be a deher for the goyim on their own, that means there's a certain geula for them as well. However, if you say that there won't be a geula, means they really don't exist any more than a rock or tree exists. And the Rebbe says, according to Chassidus, and he's machriach from the fact that the Alter Rebbe brings down so many psukim to bring out that there about the goyim when Mashiach comes, that the goyim will have their own deher of elikus when Mashiach comes, and that's the shleimus of dira b'tachtoinim. That the tachtin, even the goyim, will have their own geula, their own deher in elikus. And if the goyim can have a deher in elikus, we could also have a deher in elikus.